We should be good now.
Yo, yo, yo. It's the Kings of Dark Crowns podcast, episode 104, if I'm not mistaken.
Episode what?
Yeah, well, 104.
104?
Yeah, because episodes 101 through 103 got knocked out by Hurricane Dorian, so we're back for episode 104.
We're
in preparations to storm Area 51 in about 6 days.
Man, or seven days. Is that really in like a week?
Yeah, it's in a week. It's next weekend. That's our main
topic.
Y'all really think this shit gonna happen?
I think people are gonna die if they really try to do it. Yes, Shelly.
You think it's gonna happen?
No way.
It's gonna happen, man. They're already preparing. It's gonna be a national disaster area, like Woodstock.
It's already doing Woodstock type preparations.
Get your food, get your water, get 15 days worth of food and supplies. Bring a knife, get some guns, you know.
People are gonna die, you know that, right?
Yeah, they're gonna get their ass vaporized.
Like, they're gonna get shot.
They already arrested two men from the Netherlands that were sneaking in there last week.
I've been hearing people say, like, Area 51 already packed up and moved to aliens.
Yeah,
I'm like,
yeah, they did. It's to Area 52.
They're not moving shit. What, they're gonna die.
They did move the aliens because Trump deported them.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Hey, this is
speaking of messed up stuff.
You have been on a roll with the Mexican jokes.
And speaking of that, I saw a meme that said that. That's why I wanted to say it. But we got Swoodadon in the house.
Swoodadon, young Don.
And we got a new co-host over here. What's your name? And tell the listeners who you are.
Smokey.
We got Smokey the Bear over there.
Smokey, as he's smoking.
Okay, we got Smokey.
I'm gone. I'm X.
Bye, Felicia.
Yes.
Wait, hey, yo, Smokey.
He's hella high.
Yeah. Man, Smokey is so high. He's gonna recreate the movie Air Force One.
So me and Sally here are
right here in the studio.
We are Eskimo brothers.
You can drop the roach in here, Sally.
Yeah. Me and Sally here are Eskimo brothers.
Explain an Eskimo brother.
You both built igloos. We both had sex with the same girl.
That makes you Eskimo.
How many? One or two or three or four?
Wait, at the same fishing hole
at the same time?
No.
Oh, that don't count.
She tried at the same fisting time? She tried.
She definitely tried.
Yeah, she tried.
Like, nah, we're cool.
We're like, man, we high. We ain't that high.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
It was,
oh, man.
Yeah, that's what
evil.
Yeah, he's my brother from...
And another mother.
From a vagina.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you both were in the same vagina. But speaking of things being stormed other than vaginas, what's your opinion about this Storm Area 51 thing that's happening next weekend? It's next weekend. It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's all madness all the time here in Southern Nevada. What are y'all's opinions about what's going to happen?
Everyone's going to get flashed.
Everyone's going to get what?
They're going to get that little what? Flashy thing. Just looking at the light.
Flash. Bro,
What'd you do last weekend? I don't know.
I think that they just all going to get vaporized, bro. They're going to die. I think Area 51 got weapons that we've never even seen, bro.
Every single person will be arrested and charged with trying to break an entry into a government facility.
Arrested?
Yeah.
I think a fucking drone is going to come hover over everybody and just zap them all away.
I already got it figured out. You know what's going to happen? Somebody's going to make it in, right? But then it's going to be aliens.
No, think about the movie Aliens.
That's what's going to happen.
Think about what they're doing.
Aliens versus Predators.
No, just aliens.
They're trying to break in to
and
a
the Predators
government
are
going to
be
facility.
Us, the humans.
They're going to either die or be arrested and get charged with some
serious shit.
They're dying.
If you got the numbers, you could get in there.
They want to kill off the population anyway.
I think Lil Nas X is supposed to be performing down there, and like Arby's is like providing food.
They're not going to shoot a thousand people.
Yes, they will.
No.
I guarantee you.
No, dude.
They will.
Because the government will look at it.
The government's not going to.
I don't know what's going to happen. It's all about landmines. That's how they're going to get away with it.
Wait. What did you just say?
Dude, like the government's not just going to fucking like come out and just wipe out like a thousand.
Have you not seen 9/11?
Yeah, but man, that was like 200 some people. 300.
Have you not seen Virginia Tech?
That's just on one plane.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Virginia Tech, man, there was no one there.
That was a Korean guy, Virginia Tech.
Bro,
that was
a
Korean guy.
Fucking 2,000 people.
His sister did work for the government, though.
It was government.
His sister was in the CIA.
Exactly.
But he's like autism, like selective mutism.
It's all government.
On a day, you got 2,000-3,000 people supposedly gonna be there, like no one showed up to work.
Bro, they finna
rocket launch everybody.
I don't think a thousand people are showing up.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh man, a shitload of people.
How many people are you gonna show up? Let's take some guesses.
I'd say 10, 20.
Yeah.
10, 20 people?
10, 20 grand.
20,000 people?
Yeah. You really think that many people?
I think so, too.
Man, I've seen like 50, 60 at a fucking rave.
I think he's on.
I think you're on 15,000.
It could be 15,000 or 1,500.
So you say, how much you say, Kyle?
2,000.
You say 20,000.
I say between 10 and 20.
Doc says 15,000. I'm going to say zero because they all going to get their ass killed.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be how many are left after.
There's
already
people there.
Zero.
Dude, there's already people
camping out there.
But they're going to set up a barrier ground and turn people around and say, go the fuck home.
Period.
No, yeah. I mean, if they have the numbers, it's going to happen.
Yeah, of course.
People start rushing onto their fucking property,
really
they
didn't trust. Got like a bunch of people behind them.
I didn't know people was actually camping out there already.
They are. They're already getting over here. That's why it's going to be. They already been declared a disaster area like Woodstock.
So they're on the land of Area 51.
No, they're on coming the here they're to like stay in Rachel like and all that. Outskirts.
Lovelock, whatever those
lights. The black mailbox or whatever the fuck. They're like out there.
So in the middle of nowhere, camping out.
Yeah, I was wrong. It's episode 106.
I knew he was off.
We had three episodes wiped off because of Hurricane Dorian, so I was actually right about that. I said the wrong number.
What happens when people bring guns and start shooting at them? Then they're going to start killing people.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, I mean,
like one person brings a gun and starts firing it.
You know somebody got a gun.
Of course, man.
You know somebody brings a gun.
Yeah, of course, it's gonna be one of these. Yeah, it's gonna be like one of these mass white supremacist mass shooter guys. Then the aliens gonna zap them. Then everybody's gonna be worshiping the aliens, like the Predator.
We'll take it.
They took our jobs.
They took our jobs.
When people are rushing onto their government land with guns and shooting, everyone will die. Because they're not going to go, oh, he's got the gun, just kill him. No, they'll start blasting everybody.
All they need is a reason.
Yeah, exactly.
And the reason is breaking and entering.
And idiots.
On government property. Hey, Selly on blast, but he got a charge once for trying to overthrow the government.
Bro, if you run
through mind control.
What were you doing, like from a beer hall or something?
I got caught with a lot.
That's a German history reference right there.
A lot of ecstasy and LSD.
But his charge was...
Wait.
He's over here starting up the Munich beer push.
Wait.
Conspiracy to overthrow the government by way of mind manipulation.
With LSD?
With LSD.
I guess that makes sense.
What are you, Charles Manson?
That's a sensible charge.
What a fucking great charge.
That sounds like something Charles Manson would be doing.
It's under 900.
That's a sensible chart. Hey, so look, I got a question.
Helter
Skelter. When you got caught with the ecstasy and the LSD, where were you on your way to?
I was at a rave on ecstasy and LSD.
What was the mission?
Mission was to
Mission Impossible.
To distribute. Enjoy and
have a good time.
Have a good time.
See, like my drugs.
So he's a typical Woodstock attendee over here. You're good to go.
Yeah,
that's fucked up.
But see, like, isn't that like a
leave before the fucking like the sun came out and you saw who you made out with?
That's dope.
It's like going to fucking.
And so you could just tell them that like I'm a consumer and I was finna fucking turn.
Not with 3,000 hits of ecstasy and about.
Tell him it's all for me.
I drank the shit out the bottle.
Oh, speaking of drugs.
My charge is fucking lame.
Yeah, speaking of drugs,
that's
I mentioned Hurricane Dorian earlier, right? It hit everywhere from like Florida to Canada, okay?
Okay.
But before the hurricane hit, bricks of cocaine were washing up on the shores of Florida.
Oh, that was
the
hurricane.
White lobsters.
Really?
So I figured, yeah, that's a true news story.
I was wondering what those bricks were.
Have you heard of white lobsters?
Nah.
I did see.
In the Caribbean, when ships get like raided or whatever, they throw their drugs overboard.
Wait!
They do. I saw a fucking.
When they wash up, like local people will find like a kilo or whatever floating out.
Yeah.
And they'll call it a white lobster because, like, boom! It's like my super fish.
That's
like
$100,000
fish. Yeah,
and
you
can see like the people out there.
That's dope.
Like, one out of nowhere, like one house is just giant.
I need to
satellite.
Move. I need to move to somewhere with a shore.
You need to move to like Florida. Like
let me go camp out on the beach.
Anywhere but the Bahamas, because the Bahamas are basically like destroyed.
Let me go camp out on the beach.
Montego, Key Largo. Hey,
speaking of cocaine, man. I just want to have a moment of silence for Mac Miller, man, for like 2 seconds.
Okay.
All right.
Cool.
I wanted to do that because...
But I thought he did fentanyl.
Yeah, that's exactly where I'm getting to.
Yeah,
I just wanted to have a moment of silence because he does coke, right? You know, everybody does, you know.
Nope.
And that was our first ever moment of silence in the history of the show.
And he was slipped fentanyl by a drug dealer who he usually fuck with, but the drug dealer obviously didn't know what he was serving. You know what I'm saying? And he's actually finna go to jail for manslaughter.
Oh, so basically he wasn't at a restaurant, but he got served.
Now
so
I got a question for y'all.
That's what people are dying from, because they're cutting heroin with fentanyl.
With the fentanyl, yeah.
It's more addictive and stronger.
And you can't even touch that shit, bro. No. Your hands burn. Yeah. But I got a question for y'all.
Yeah.
Do y'all think that the dealers should actually go to jail?
Yes.
I think they're so fucking lenient on that shit. Hell yeah, bro.
Yes, involuntary manslaughter.
I don't.
That's like the same thing with the gun sellers for the mass shooters.
I ain't gonna lie. R.I.P. Mac Miller, man.
That goes through registration, licensing, all types of shit.
But it's like illegal sales, though.
Selling drugs on the street, bro, you're selling death regardless, bro.
And that's my point.
Keep it clean, keep it green.
Do you know why he's cutting it with fentanyl? So he buys more, so he's more addicted to it.
Not only that, it turns bad dope into good dope.
So you saying you think he knew that he was serving fentanyl?
100%.
No, because
I don't think the dealer knew he was serving fentanyl. I think
he's
bought a man. He got a pack and broke it down.
Yeah, I don't think the fucking dealer that sold it to Mac breaks
not.
It down.
No,
he's like an end user, you know? He's like an end dealer.
And this is what I'm saying. I feel like he don't deserve time because...
No, bro. I mean, like, you know what? They should fucking... Anyone that sells drugs, shit like that, like heroin... I'm sorry, bro. Heroin?
Yeah.
If you sell heroin... You deserve at least 10 years.
Damn.
I'm sorry, bro.
You're killing people.
Yeah. That's true. You're doing, yeah. So it's like...
But you
they're
can't
like
stop.
They're like the pharmaceutical companies.
No, you can't. But if you get caught
you
and
can't
someone
stop.
Dies on your dime...
But you can't stop
you
somebody from...
But dude, that's some, like fucking... That's,
yeah,
that's,
you
I don't
have
know,
to
dude.
Sell it to them.
That's like pharmaceuticals.
I mean, if you're selling...
That's like, yeah, it's at the pharmaceutical
that's
company.
That's like
selling,
keep away from a retard, bro.
You can But how many people...
It's not fair.
How many people...
It's just not fair. Someone's going to make a fucking ton of money from fucking people dying, dude.
But how many
that.
People OD...
Look,
from
but if you're selling,
regular pharmaceutical drugs.
But
yeah,
if you're
so Johnson
weed,
Johnson got
none of them
for $15 billion.
Yes, well,
yeah, but
weed,
I mean,
you don't go, but like heroin?
That's where they go
like,
from.
Yeah,
and those doctors, they spend a lot of time, you know, going to school, doing all that shit. So
like Dr. Evil.
They know.
They put in time, you know, to fucking sell those prescriptions, like, illegally
exactly.
and whatever.
That's a good point.
You know what? They worked for it. A drug dealer comes out, just fucking buys this, blah, 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 cuts it. Nah, dude.
To make
no respect.
Bucks,
fuck
to make
that, dude.
$50.
Fuck that, dude.
I absolutely think he should go to jail.
Fuck no, bro.
Yeah, fuck him.
I mean, you break into a house now with people
on the show.
It.
I love it.
Yeah.
Think about it. No.
Mac Miller's
still alive if he don't pick up his phone.
And that's exactly my point.
Yeah, so he should go to jail.
Why is it not kidnapping when you fucking in your son?
Mac Miller's still alive.
If he doesn't answer his phone and goes and sells it.
If he wasn't doing drugs.
But it's...
Dude, you're talking about heroin, bro. This is
like
it's
heroin.
Fucking, this is,
no,
like,
we're talking about cut cocaine.
No, fentanyl.
Fentanyl
doesn't.
Fentanyl.
It's in heroin. It's not cocaine.
It's not in cocaine.
So we saying Mac was on heroin.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. Come on, bro. Like, that's where everyone's at. Like. You go from lean to heroin, and that's it. Then you die.
Wow, we got some experts on the show.
We're
better than CNN over here.
Y'all just put me on to some shit.
Yeah, like, Selly knows a lot about this stuff.
This is better than Fox News, CNN, MSNBC.
Yeah, that's why I just wanted to ask y'all that because I just found out about the case and shit. He's going to jail for like 25 to life for manslaughter and shit.
And
he's claiming he didn't know that fentanyl was cut into the...
Well, he's at the end of the spectrum when it comes to something.
Right.
Yeah,
he's
not
picking
making,
up some balloons or something.
Yeah,
and just
he,
going
he's
drop
picking
them off.
Up enough so he could get high too.
Yeah.
But like, no, dude, heroin is a different ballgame than weed.
Yeah, right.
Or even
I mean,
cocaine, because like, it's really hard to OD on coke. I mean,
we've
all partied.
Yeah, except for Coke Zero.
Coke's really hard to fuck.
Crystal
coke.
That makes sense.
But delicious.
Fentanyl's what they give to cancer patients.
Colombian copy crystals.
I don't know. Fentanyl is what they give to fucking elephants, bro.
Yeah.
And cancer patients that are dying.
Yeah.
Like literally are on their deathbed, saying goodbye. So, heroin, those two drugs,
heroin is just a giant fucking hook with someone attached to it, you know?
Yeah, dude, once you do, like, that shit's insane.
And, I mean, like, people that smoke it, they have a bad time, but, like, soon as you shoot up, dude, you're gonna die. Sorry.
That's true.
Dude, I mean, like, you've seen fucking Spinal Tap?
No.
Oh, bro, it goes to 11.
Yeah, bro.
That's what fucking shooting up is. You go
it's like
to
the
11.
Dirt. The Dirt with Motley Crue on Netflix.
You know, it's every single person that I know who shoots up heroin, like, and doesn't do it anymore, still, like, is, like...
Talks about it.
Talks about it. And they haven't done it in years, but they're, like, still junkies.
They need it.
Yeah, back in '05.
So people that's a good point. People that smoke it, they don't seem like
that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
As soon as they inject it, it's... So Mac Miller was probably injecting fucking heroin and fentanyl just to nobody knew.
No, I mean, that's crazy. You know, it starts off with fucking, Xanax here, fucking...
Yeah.
Valium there. Oh wait, what's this? Vicodin, Oxy.
Well, yeah, man. I wrote my first song to a Mac Miller beat, man.
He dope, dude. He's kind of like the first guy, kid, that came out doing like his own videos.
Yeah, man.
You guys ever heard of another guy named Idea?
Idea.
I've heard of IQ.
Idea. He's doing the like battle jams against like Eminem and shit back in like 2001.
Oh, damn.
So he sounds like he's like MGK, but he actually knows what the hell he's doing.
Fuck MGK.
That's what I'm saying. Hip hop shit, you know, it's weird shit, but like, you know, he preached I'm not doing heroin anymore.
What's his name?
OD'd. Idea, bro.
His name is OD.
Idea.
Because he OD'd.
His name's OD.
Three times. Speaking of things we brought to Bob early on the show, it was the 18th anniversary of 9/11 this week.
Turn up.
Yeah. And then we also, in a related story, an American Airlines mechanic was charged with tampering an airplane this week, too.
Bro, I seen that fucking video you posted on Twitter of dumbass Bush throwing a fucking strike.
Yeah.
That's funny.
That was funny. Bro, he walked off like he just struck a nigga out for real.
I thought it was great. That's why I posted it.
That shit was jokes as fuck.
That's why I posted that. I thought it was funny.
That shit was funny.
I love Bush, man. That dude was hilarious.
Yeah, Swoop, you can't relate to
which
this.
Which Bush?
James.
W.
James and Sally.
I don't like HW. I like W. W is funny.
Does it make you feel old that we were seniors in high school when 9/11 happened?
Well, damn, y'all were seniors?
I was in my first year of college. I just started college.
I was
my second week. My third class.
I was getting graduated.
Yeah. Tuesday, Thursday classes.
That just literally made me feel like a baby.
I remember seeing that shit on TV.
I woke up right when the news story broke. I took a quick shower. I get out of the shower. I'm looking right at the TV, and then the second plane is. I'm like, Mom, I told you it was a terrorist attack.
I remember when the plane went in, we thought we were going to war, man.
Yeah. We were at my buddy's house.
I didn't join. I'll tell you as much. My best friend in high school, he joined the Army. I had this feeling something was going to happen. I'm like, oh, I can't do it. I just got this feeling. It's been too long without a war.
Yeah, so my
3 months later, exactly 3 months from when I graduated high school, I graduated June 11, 2001, by the way. Exactly 3 months after we graduated high school, that happened.
Yeah, my
I was like, that's the smartest thing I ever did was just stay here and go to community college instead of join the Army.
In the Air Force, he was at the Pentagon when the fucking shit happened.
Bro, I was in
the snap.
Yeah, he will not talk about it. He won't get.
Isn't that like that secret fucking stuff? The missing third plane.
He must have been part of the rescue, probably.
I remember the hallway I was in high school. I remember what class I was going to because I knew my uncle was there.
Yeah.
Because he worked at the Pentagon.
I was drinking.
Bro, I was
I'm glad he made it out all right.
I was in the third grade.
That's scary, man.
Yeah, I was in fucking baby.
he was over there like drawing Stussy signs on his papers and stuff.
I didn't know what the fuck was going on. It was just TVs brought in the classroom. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, so I was in my college classes too. I remember I was walking around the campus, right? There's all these rumors going on. Like, I kept hearing people had like 11 planes. Then I had like a flight attendant in one of my classes. She was like freaking out. She like sits next to me like every class. She was like freaking the hell out.
They sent everybody home.
It was crazy.
Dude, war and shit like that as a kid.
Yeah, I was at
CSM.
They sent everybody home for the day.
Do you remember Desert Storm?
Yeah.
I remember Desert
Storm and Norman Schwarzkopf.
Fucking, I hated that shit, dude. I was like, what? No gummy bears? No fucking DuckTales? I hate the fucking news.
Damn.
Yeah, man. I didn't care about no fucking pits. Set on fire. I wanted cartoons. What was your view like
on Desert Storm?
No, like in third grade when you saw the planes crash into.
Bro, like I said, they brought the TVs in the classroom, and I was just like, no work today. I didn't know nothing about what was going on until like a year or two after the fact, and it was talked about, you know. I didn't really pay attention to it, man.
As a kid, you're just like, fuck, man, I just want to watch cartoons. Fuck this.
I didn't know.
They said they want you to watch horrendous violence over and over and over again, thanks to the news media. Hashtag fake news.
No, and fucking Desert
Hashtag
Storm was so much, so boring.
It was, I agree with that.
So boring. Now let's set some shit on fire.
Oh, and then I got the, speaking of an interesting, this is a news story, it is important, it happened here in the Valley, right?
Okay.
There was a missing woman, and they found her body in a barrel in a Las Vegas home.
Oh, I heard about that.
They found her body. Vegas. They x-rayed it. They like did some thing on it, and they found that it was a body. They didn't want to open it up.
Bro.
They just did like one of those x-ray type things or whatever, and then they arrested the dude.
It's been missing bitches in Vegas forever.
It's a big, big desert.
Come on now. Yeah. It's been missing bitches in Vegas forever.
And they
it's getting more
problems.
Oh, then they had the UNLV, dude. He's like 21. He killed his 19-year-old ex-girlfriend three days after they broke up.
Yeah, left her in a car, huh?
Yeah, that was also this week.
He left her in a car.
There's a lot of exes killing the women here this week.
Talking about weird fucking shit.
It's just that people, like, the media makes killing seems so easy, and people are just like, I'm about to do it. I'm about to kill this. Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying?
They do make it seem like it's easy, and then people go and do it and don't fucking
realize. Speaking of that, there's another news story I brought down out here. A 14-year-old killed all five members of his family, like in like Kentucky or somewhere. I think it was Kentucky.
Only in America.
He killed all five members of his family.
All five of them.
A month ago,
it was a 14-year-old boy.
My girl's daughter's ex-boyfriend was shot by his best friend, and he killed like him and his other best friend in their house, and she lives behind him.
Wow.
Like, and then he just got arrested a month ago, like, because they were outing him or whatever, like weren't hanging out with him, just fucking went in their house and shot them both in the head.
That's crazy, entitled nowadays.
Speaking of that, you remember that Odessa Midland shooting I was talking about, the Texas shooting?
Yeah.
Turns out the mass shooter got fired from his job the morning that he went on the shooting rampage.
And see? Hurt people, dog. And it's getting to a point where people would do anything when they hurt. You know what I'm saying?
You know who could fix that? Andrew Yang.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of that, he was at the second presidential debate last night.
Although Bob Marley.
Hold on.
Professor Yang.
His first name is Andrew?
Yeah.
Professor Yang.
An Asian guy named Andrew.
Andrew
Yang.
He's moving up big time in the polls.
Bro, I didn't know that. I've been calling him Professor Yang. I didn't know his first name.
It's Andrew Yang.
Bro, he's a white dude. He's not Andrew fucking Yang-y. Chinese.
No, have you ever seen him?
No.
Oh, dude, you know, he's full on Asian.
Yeah, he is. Oh, he was talking about his dad was like working in like Asia, picking beans in like the fields, and then he ended up like here.
I thought that was a great story.
That's Professor Yang. He wants to give us all $1,000 a month.
Yeah, that's so he can fucking
he looked like Kim Jong-un, higher
GOP fucking rating.
Yeah, and he's having a contest too.
He looked like Kim Jong-un.
He's just gonna try to fucking micro China.
I'll say this much: this dude had four different hashtags trending during the debate.
Dude,
nobody else is even close to that, except
for
Cory Booker, who doesn't have a freaking clue what he's talking about.
Would you rather have Donald Trump or this guy?
Anyone that says, hey, we're going to give you free fucking... It's him,
Professor Yang.
Dude, you can tell people, hey, we're going to give you two fucking free Whoppers.
Amazon does not pay taxes. It's a trillion
dollars. A lot of people don't fucking pay taxes.
You tax Amazon, and
Amazon is liberals.
$1,000 a month. Over the age of 18.
I ain't fucking
literally has Democrats and has shown every different CNN how he's going to do it, how it's possible, because
Amazon is the biggest company
in the world, who's closing 30% of malls, who's closing stores.
Small businesses. Local businesses.
Does not pay federal tax.
Damn.
Our president has been, like, what?
But
fucking.
And that's,
yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
I'll say this much.
Bankruptcy, how many times?
Speaking of that, that's a related story. Amazon gives all their money to, like, the Democratic candidates, not the Republican ones.
Damn.
Yeah.
So I think that's kind of ironic that he's pointing that out. Yeah.
I'm a Republican.
I'm not fucking voting.
Yeah, but then they're also going
to,
I mean,
well, I'm
like,
switching
well,
to
I'm not fucking voting.
I'm switching to independent after this election. I want to say I did two elections with each. Because I did two for Democrat.
I'm not voting.
My second one for
Republican. They gave Barack Obama so much flack for being, what, Hawaiian or some shit? And now we got Professor Yang coming, and it's all good.
It's because he's offering something for nothing, something to do with him, I think, not being born in Hawaii.
Yeah, like he said he was or something like that.
He's born.
That's why Trump got so famous. I don't know.
I mean, I'm not talking about
I'm talking about like TV shows and buildings. I'm talking about politically famous.
Barack Obama opened the door for not just stupid old white males to be president. Anybody can be president now. That's a milestone.
Except for Hillary Clinton.
That's true.
300,000 missing emails.
And
her corrupt Clinton Foundation.
That kind of fucking
nobody talks about.
America kind of
they got money from 25 foreign nations and nobody's talking about it. They're instead of going after Trump. That's why she did not get elected.
Barack Obama and
Hillary? Yeah, that's why they were doing the Russian uranium ore deal. That's what
Hillary?
It started. Yeah, with the Clinton Foundation. Look it up.
Her husband, the president, was getting his dick sucked by some fucking...
I know Trump is bad. No one's going to pay attention to her ever, dude.
She fucking...
I'll say this much. I know Trump is bad, but the Clintons are worse.
You can't come back from that.
That's all I got to say.
No, dude,
that's facts.
Just for Republicans.
Trust the doctor. Google it.
With his stupid insurance thing and for small businesses.
I actually like Barack.
He actually was one of the worst presidents that we had because of what he did for the poorer people in the country.
Right, right.
Yeah, that's true. I agree with that. That's a good point.
A good running business because I had to pay health insurance on employees that I couldn't afford now.
Yeah.
Because if they worked more than 25 hours, I had to pay $600 a month for each employee. And it's like, all right, well, now you're just going to get shitty service.
That makes sense.
Because I can't even afford that.
Bro, I had my taxes garnished for not having health insurance.
Exactly. And did that really, was that...
That's why Trump wanted to be that too.
How long was he president for?
Eight years.
Speaking of that,
you didn't work.
No, I grew weed.
He was selling the LSD.
Guys, I just grew weed.
So if you didn't file if you filed taxes and you didn't have insurance, the first year was $250. The second year was $500, and the third year was $1,500.
Bro, that's it. Let me tell you what they charged me for every month that I didn't have it, $50.
Yeah. It shouldn't have maxed out 250. Yeah. I mean, for the first year, it could have maxed out at 1500 the second.
Yeah,
I might be wrong on that. It was like 250 or 500 for the
first
year.
It fucked that Obamacare shit. Fucked me.
I thought of something right now.
Yo,
Swoo. Yeah. You saw my Twitter. Did you see the video I posted about the woman in California who just moved there a few weeks ago, yelling at the Democrats because they're giving all the benefits to the illegal immigrants and not to the African American community, and like called them out?
No, hell no.
Okay, I have to look that up and send it to you because that'll really wake you up. Some woman who just moved to California, like from maybe like Baltimore, or not Baltimore, maybe like Kentucky or somewhere like that. She went to a city council meeting in California, right? I saw this video on Twitter. I thought it was fascinating. She called out the Democratic liberals that were running the city for giving all the benefits to illegal immigrants and and taking them away from the African American community that lives there.
But what about all the other races?
Right, everybody's broke.
I know, but what they're saying is they're giving all the benefits away from those groups to the illegal. Exactly.
And that's why
to the groups that already have all those benefits. I want to get you guys' opinion about that. I saw that this week. I thought it was fascinating. I thought it'd make a good topic on that.
The African American community already has those benefits,
right? And remember, on the last show, I said that Trump is making a notion to take away the green card to immigrants who don't have jobs, and that's only using the benefits of the government.
Yeah.
He finna take away the, he finna suspend a green card.
Why? When you have so many people on the fucking side of the freeway asking for money, you don't see them fucking...
Yeah, they getting government benefits too.
You don't work. You sit here on the side of the freeway and beg for money. Kick rocks. Get the fuck out of our country.
They getting government benefits too.
Yeah, I know, but like
they get Social Security and food stamps.
Why can't someone that's actually willing to work and wanting to work?
That's what I'm saying. Working people should get food stamps, fam. Whichever president finna make that notion, I'm voting for them. Right now, I ain't seen nobody fucking with that shit. So I'm not voting for Mr. Yang. I'm not voting for Trump. I'm not voting for whoever else running. What's his dude name? Booker T.
Booker T. Washington.
Oh, shit. WCW.
Man, who else is running? Stevie Ray, Goldberg,
fucking
Diamond Dallas Page,
Sting.
A diamond upside down Kevin is Nash, a pussy.
Scott Hall.
Think about
Buff
it,
Bagwell.
If you can really give every $1,000 a month.
La Parca.
Martin Luther King talked about this. President Jefferson talked about it.
Like
Vincent. Giving a dividend to every American.
Virgil.
It allows a single mother who's a waitress with three kids making $18,000 a year.
Steiner.
He's making $30,000 a year now. You know, and she might be able to afford
Scott Norton.
So now everybody's kind of getting
Fuji.
Government assistance.
Hey, big shit. That's true.
And so it's, you know, it should
Professor Toru Tanaka.
Put money back in our circulation and people, you know.
Zeus.
Samu.
And it all
Fatu.
Has to do with federal
big
taxes on
man.
Amazon. Alpha. That is it. $1 trillion company.
Undertaker.
So,
big pop up on
today's a random
Russell.
Mantar.
If I could vote, I'd vote for you.
Big pop up pump.
Yeah, Scott Snyder.
Oh, that is his real name.
And speaking of things, did y'all watch the NFL this past week? We had week one of the NFL.
Oh, my God.
It was insane. My Eagles came back from 17-0 down and beat Washington.
Oh, my God.
And the bar went nuts.
I will not watch.
See, look, here we go. What did you just say? Say it again, what you just said.
The bar went nuts.
No, before that. So. What you start the whole sentence with?
My Eagles.
My Eagles.
Yeah, they came
my
back to 17
Eagles. I thought you was a Cleveland fan.
Exactly.
I never
Thank
said
you.
I was
look
a Cleveland
shirt.
Fan.
Oh, hell
look at,
no.
Look at his shirt.
What the fuck?
Hey, I should find the clip from fucking 2 weeks
fuck?
Ago. I'm a Cleveland fan. Yeah, exactly. What'd I tell you, Swift?
I didn't say I was a fan. I said I go
how,
to their
how
bar.
How you doing, by the way?
Bro, you said...
They lost.
And they're going to lose again this week.
Yeah, everybody
and then,
thought.
And if you also speed up that clip to 2 minutes later, you hear my Philadelphia Eagles going to the Super Bowl.
Hell no.
And Ryan backed that up, too, because he said the same damn thing.
Hell no.
You go back and look. Ryan said, Rockstar
all
Ryan
I remember is you going hella hard for Cleveland
I'm
Browns. Yeah. And I was like, no, bro, you. What the fuck?
Yeah, Swoo, I hear you, Swoo.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, this is what I'm talking about. Paying attention then, because I think I remember.
Look, in a minute they lose.
Have you ever been to Philly?
No.
Why are you a Philly fan?
Oh, shit.
Randall Cunningham, UNLV. Okay. Only UNLV player in the NFL
so
when I was a kid.
Now that he's not there anymore, why are you still a Philly fan? Because when Tom Brady leaves
the Patriots,
because
I get stuck with him.
I probably won't be a Patriots fan.
What?
When Tom Brady and Bill Belichick leave, I probably
and
will
then
not
who are you going to root for? The Tampa Bay Buccaneers or something like
teams
that?
Teams that put in the work to be smart and work hard.
Yeah, many out there.
Andrew
then.
Luck going to the Patriots next year.
Yeah, he is.
That's so fucked up.
Yeah, it's fucking what
that's
a great
so
move.
Fucked
what
up.
Great, hey, Marshawn Lynch started that.
He did.
Speaking of that, we also had other comebacks. The Bills came back from and won 17-16. They were down, I think, 16 points down.
Okay.
Damn.
And then also the Arizona Cardinals were down 18 points. And they came back and tied the Lions. So we had three teams down 18, 17, and 16 points come back either tie or win their games.
I would like to take a moment real quick to congratulate the Patriots for winning the AFC East. Congratulations.
That division is garbage. Speaking of that, Sam Darnold of the Jets has mononucleosis, so he's out.
Exactly.
Hey, what's up with your boy on the Browns playing with a $300,000 Richard Million in loss?
OBJ? I love OBJ. Bill.
And fucking lost.
They lost to Tennessee. Tennessee's the most underrated team in the league. I'll
say
that.
If
you're
coming
much.
Out here with the Richard Million, you got to
like
win. Yeah, come on, man.
Didn't I tell you that locker room's going to implode in 2 weeks?
You did say that. You did say that.
That's true. I agree with that.
Yeah, it's going to implode in 2 weeks.
Uh-oh. I'll say this much. I also predict the Eagles to the Super Bowl just for
looks
FYI.
Like we got somebody rolling up.
Speaking of your Patriots, Kyle's a big Patriots fan over here.
I am a big Bill Belichick and Tom Brady.
Well, they're on the Patriots, so this is a related story. This is going to be one of our other big stories this week.
Does that have to do with
Antonio Brown was released from the Raiders, signed with the Patriots, and then now he has been charged with rape allegations by his former trainer who he was banging. And also I saw on Twitter, again, I'm bringing up Twitter, pictures of them all lovey-dovey less than a week before the allegations came out.
That's the shit that pisses me off.
So I think he was lying about it.
Fake allegations.
Come on,
bro.
They fake it. He said she was mad from about some shit from 2017 because he didn't want to invest $1.5 million into her business, which makes 100% sense. But it's 2019. You know what I'm saying? These allegations that she's making is like way out of control.
Bullshit.
And on the flip side,
bitch should go to jail for that shit.
Yeah, she should. Yeah. But on the flip side of that,
which makes no fucking sense.
It don't make no fucking sense, bro. And he got videos of them just in the bed all naked and lovey-dovey
somebody posted a picture of that on Twitter from his Instagram.
You can be married to a girl and she can claim rape on you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Like, wait, we're married and you're going to tell me I raped you?
But she was trying to stop their relationship. You know, because they was fucking around.
Yeah.
And she was trying to stop their relationship and he was... Like you know how niggas be.
Funny how it happened only after he got fired by the Raiders and hired by the Patriots, and she didn't say nothing when it supposedly happened.
Come on, man.
This is like Kobe Bryant in Colorado. Come on, man.
Robert Kraft has the right.
Robert Kraft in the spa.
They have the right lawyers. He'll be good.
That shit weird, bro. I'm tired of females having that power to just be able to fucking.
You know, that's what I was saying on the show last year. Hashtag men too.
Like, the women have that power so much, even Terry Crews fucking doing it. Like, he talking about a nigga groped him. And it's like, bro, you should have socked his ass.
Nah, really? That shit's
yeah, it's bullshit.
I've had fucking something weird happen.
You had a dude grab your nuts too?
When did
twice,
this happen,
bro?
were you high on LSD?
Talking to Mike. I know you rolling
talking
up.
To Mike.
Trying
tell us
the
story.
Tell
we
us
need to
story.
Hear the story, Mr. No, Adidas over there.
Hell yeah!
All day I dream about sex, Mr. Adidas over there.
Fucking no, no.
Is that
what
that's
like
a corn reference?
Club thing.
All day I dream about sex.
Yeah, that's a corn song.
Adidas.
All day I dream about
fucking
sex.
Damn.
Yeah, that's why the Korn's lead singer was Adidas. Oh, that's why they came over with.
Damn.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he's pretty. Yeah, I like Korn. They're pretty legit.
I like Adidas.
Korn's legit.
Oh, and speaking of interesting stories, they had a new wrestling organization that started here in Vegas called AEW.
Yeah.
They're like kind of like number two to WWE in the wrestling. They had their first world champion crowned. It was Chris Jericho, we mentioned earlier.
Jericho!
He lost the belt when he went to go eat at Longhorn Steakhouse.
Damn.
And then it was found on the freeway in Tennessee 2 days later.
He's just
and literally on the freeway.
Sleep?
Oh,
I thought that story was quite fascinating, so I wanted to bring it up.
He was asleep?
I don't know.
Joints is ready. Engage.
This would be the
first. Oh, then Shea Theodore, the Golden Knights got a testicular
on a show.
I think it'd be number.
What kind of show is this?
Wait, take that back. It might always be number seven.
I always smoke right before we start.
I think it's number seven on a show in our history.
I smoke a blunt before
seventh,
I smoke a
seventh
joint.
Smoked in 106 episodes.
Damn. Huh.
It's usually before the shows, but if you count the ones before the show, we're probably like at least at 200.
Hell yeah.
I know how these dudes are.
Getting stoned, bro.
I'm the same way with the beer drinking, so it's kind of like the same way.
Bro, you got two right here. What you got today? What you got?
Budweiser.
Yeah, no Sapporo?
I kind of want a beer too now.
No, it's a buck and a half cheaper.
Easy. It's a recession.
As I was saying earlier,
I'm paying extra bills now since my grandpa died, so I'm trying to help my grandma out.
Let me get one, too, bro.
If you smack someone that grabs your dick and they're a homosexual, that's a hate crime.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that's a hate crime.
How is that a hate crime? That's called a not-be-molested crime.
Thank you, bro.
You know, if I were to grab a chick's pussy and did the same shit...
Yeah, like Donald Trump. Like, we got the president over here. He's grabbing him by the...
So if you gay and you grab somebody's dick... And they beat your ass. It's considered a hate crime against them.
Like, if you beat their ass because they grabbed your dick, they're like, what, you homophobic? You didn't like him touching your dick?
Bro.
It's like, what the fuck?
The United States is fucked up.
Yeah.
This judicial system is fucked.
It's like, hey, man, you just had your dick touched. You should enjoy it.
They just don't like men.
Speaking of, I got a related story to this that happened here in Vegas with a rap musician, Fetty Wap. Punched a valet at the Mirage and got arrested.
For what did he crack him for?
Punching the valet.
What did he hit him for?
Because I guess he took too long to get his car. You don't need a reason.
Like the fucking valet driver was probably hitting the block in his shit. Gave it back with a quarter tank.
Yeah, that happened like last Saturday.
I would have whooped his ass too. Fuck it.
And speaking of rap music, Nicki Minaj retired from music to start a family.
She ain't fucking retiring, bro. She just saying
she's retiring for 3 years.
Don't they say something about you?
2 years.
Her titties are amazing.
Bro. Oh, housewife.
She's bro, and another related story to the.
But Nicki Minaj, bro, she's not really retiring. She just she gonna drop an album in about 2 years.
That's
what
I said, two to 3 years.
She probably is pregnant though, having a baby.
Yeah, that's true.
No more vaginal.
We
just
see
straight
those,
anal from now
we
on.
We're going to see how those titties look after she dropped the baby.
Oh, man, he's going down the black hole.
They fake.
Sagittarius A in the
they
center
not get
of the
bigger.
Galaxy, the Milky
I'm gonna,
Way.
Wait, I'm going to retire this
do,
one.
Do fake titties?
Sagittarius A, the center of the galaxy. It's a big black hole.
Do fake That's titties get bigger when you're pregnant?
Yes.
Fake titties? So fake titties grow milk too?
Hey, no, I don't think fake titties. No.
Fake titties?
How's the milk?
How do fake titties get bigger when you get pregnant?
Silicone won't get bigger. Oh, silicone won't get bigger, but the breast will.
But ain't it silicone in front of what's supposed to push the milk out?
Isn't there like a milk duct?
I like a cousin on the microphone, but he's like, giving us the scientific information.
I'm thinking it's like an oil well, dude. It just goes straight in, you know?
We got Professor...
That shit weird,
We got Professor Kyle.
He's fucking...
Professor Kyle. We need a bitch on here with fake titties so she can give us all
the... I need to check the human anatomy.
Nikki?
Whoa.
He says Nicki Minaj is the one girl he likes with fake titties.
Man, what about Cardi B? Man?
Cardi B
I
got some
Cardi
nice
B.
titties. Oh, speaking of that, I just seen Hustlers last night.
Yeah, okay, what happened to Hustlers?
Bro, I just seen Hustlers last night, and I thought, like, seeing the previews and seeing all the, like, the hype about it, I thought it was going to be, like, some real stripper ghetto shit, ass Whoa. Shaking, like some real,
like more like some real like players gent?
Club type ballet dancing.
Gent club.
And it was nothing like that. It was some watered down.
That's what Hustler is,
man. Dancing with the Stars.
It's like a
some
mix,
bullshit.
Mix of
Keke Palmer was not naked in not one scene. The nakedest she got was a fucking onesie. She was the only stripper on stage with a whole fucking latex suit on, and it pissed me off.
What color was it?
Was she like fat
black?
Black. She
was the only stripper on stage with pants on.
Man, you guys remember Jenna Jameson, Full Speed Ahead?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Man.
Or Built for Speed.
Yeah, Tito Ortiz.
Hey, but I ain't gonna lie.
J-Lo
had this. She had this.
J-Lo
had the stripper
HB,
scene
man.
In there.
She's under six marriage already.
J-Lo had the stripper scene in there, dog. Had a nigga on hard in that.
Oh,
bed.
Speaking of J-Lo, like from Dusk Till Dawn, man.
What? Oh yeah.
Yeah, there
Dusk
you go.
Dawn.
Yeah, so, oh, she strips as J-Lo. She's the vampire queen.
My
she's
favorite J-Lo
stripping.
Movie.
No, dude, that's not
Selma
Hayek, bro. What the fuck?
Yeah, my favorite J-Lo
yeah.
movie
it
is
made
the,
me think of that.
The Boy Next Door.
I just watched that like a week ago.
You remember that? The Boy Next Door?
Oh, I've seen that.
She was literally fucking in that movie. The Boy Next Door.
Dude, what about fucking, what is it, Party Monster or
oh,
Monster?
Oh, yeah, she's fucking in there, too. J-Lo's a bad bitch,
Halle Berry and fucking, what's his name, dude? I was like, fuck, Mom, get the fuck out of here. I got to do something.
Mom, leave the room now.
I'm going to vacuum right
white
now.
Women, white women don't age well. From like
J-Lo a bad bitch, dog.
Yeah, like. I mean, I'm trying to find this picture.
Yeah, they start
Minaj.
Looking like Greg the Hammer Valentine.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, look up a fucking Penelope Cruz and then Cameron Diaz.
J-Lo is a
this
bad bitch.
This is the
bitch.
Greatest video I've ever seen.
Oh, it's, my God.
Look at... Dude.
Damn. No, I don't like those kind of tits.
Oh, my God.
This is the one girl I'm just like, I'd be like, yeah, I'm okay.
I like how Kyle's got the ghost
from Pac-Man. She
don't
even have a bra.
Fingers over here.
The titty's just sitting up so perfect.
Just like, yeah, but... This.
Yeah, but you know
so
what they're going to look like in like 20 years?
Wait, listen to her.
This is Blake Webber. So when you hear him squeeze the balloon sound, oh, those titties.
Where's she?
Hey, that's a real song he's singing.
Yeah, no. So yeah, Blake Webber's just doing his voiceover funny, but that chick's fucking hot.
Bro, she got some big ass titties.
God.
Oh, speaking of things that are hot right now, Tool is really hot right now, and they beat Taylor Swift from number one.
Been hot.
And her fans are pissed, and none of them know who Tool is.
Hey, that's kind of fucked up.
They don't know who Tool is.
They better step their game up.
Tool is fucking. How's that album?
It's amazing.
He said it was number one.
Yeah, we talked about that in the last episode. Me and Ryan were like critiquing and reviewing the album. And speaking of that. Post Malone had that Ozzy Osbourne track that we were talking about last
show, right?
And none of his fans know who he's like. Wow, it's so great of Post Malone to make Ozzy give this opportunity because like he would never gotten big without this opportunity. I'm like, what the hell
Ozzy
is going on?
Ozzy could be on any fucking track.
Nobody knew who he was. It's a young generation that's
like
listening to music.
They have no idea.
They listen to garbage trash music.
Us young people, we're the most privious with phones, but don't do no research.
How old are you? 25?
Exactly.
26.
Oh,
so
you're a little older.
Yeah, I'm a little older. But they don't do no research. They got the shit right in their hand and don't do no research.
They don't even use the buttons. You can say Siri.
They don't use Google and internet machine.
But like my son's, like he's 13, right? He listens to like a lot of fucking
Snapchat
old, like,
the shit out of their vaginas,
bands.
Though.
Yeah, they will.
Then your son has great taste.
So, yeah, no, he does.
Oh,
like,
speaking of 80s bands, Eddie Money died this week. R.I.P. Eddie
really?
Money. Yep, he died yesterday.
What?
Yeah, I heard
it
on the news.
Money.
Yeah, it's on the radio station. They broke the news.
Damn, yo.
I didn't realize how many good songs he did, but man, that dude put out some good
dude, give
music.
Me one song. What was it?
I can't even think right now, but I know he did like
good
three
music.
Or four
it
really
was fantastic.
Good
songs.
tell me
one song.
I can't think of the name, though.
The Jingle for the Cheetos back in 84.
I just heard it yesterday, dude, because I was like, literally, I heard it yesterday on the way to work.
I mean, the name sounds cool, bro. What is it? Eddie Money?
Eddie Money. He's an 80s musician.
Money.
Hold on, let me look at it. I don't want to say the wrong name. I'm thinking of a name, but like I don't want to say the wrong one.
Yeah, dude. My name is Max Power.
Mind you, I'm like getting buzzed, so like,
bro.
Let me see. What's
he's drinking Four Locos over here.
Yeah. So, what track you want to take us out with today? I'm taking us out with one of yours.
Oh, hold on.
Ooh.
We still got
let's
about
take us
minutes,
out
so.
With Wannabe.
All right, cool.
I got a question for you guys.
Oh, moment. Two tickets to paradise. That's what it was. I was thinking paradise. I don't want to say the name. At least I had the right idea. I was thinking paradise, but I wanted to be sure. So I looked it up.
I talked to Kyle about this while ago. He said I was fucking crazy.
Well, I was making fun, but
that's a good song.
Hey, we need your. I want your opinion on. Yeah.
I need your opinion. I need everyone's opinion. Okay. I need some help with this.
Okay.
Have you guys ever heard of gang stalking?
Gang stalking. You know what's fucking crazy? I was walking out of Walgreens the other day, and on the ground it said, "Gang stalking is for murderers," and I was like, "What the fuck does that mean?"
I had no idea what it was.
I still don't.
But I've told a couple people. I have weird neighbors and other people I don't know following me.
That's a gang stalker?
He's trying to figure out what it is.
Let's Google it right now.
The fact that you even know a gang, I had no idea what it was, and the fact that you just...
Following a crypt around or vice versa or something like that?
It's the fucking most pussy shit I've ever heard of, bro. Like, they just...
Follow you around.
They just follow you around.
Look, I get on Google, I type in gang stalking, and the first thing that comes up is gang stalking Las Vegas.
Yeah, it's the capital of this shit, bro.
And then gang stalking tactics.
Okay, damn, you're ruining this because I can't make fun of Sally about it, though.
Gang stalking jobs.
Wow.
They have jobs for it.
My biggest fucking question is who gives the money for fucking gas? These guys don't work? Like, what do they do?
Yeah, because
what is gang stalking?
I was telling Sally here, look, and I'm not being disrespectful to myself or Sally.
I'm not important. I know this, bro.
Exactly. I'm not important to follow around.
Absolutely no one.
What do they get out of if they're not going to do anything?
Gang stalking is simply a form of community mobbing and organized stalking combined.
Yes, and they don't do anything.
Organized stalking.
Organized
stalking.
Dude, I'm telling you, dude.
How these people lost their damn minds? That should be you get arrested for that stuff. Stalking, you get arrested for it.
So it's like 10 people following you around?
Yeah.
Dude, that's a gang stalk?
I swear to God, dude, I got a fucking notebook.
Yeah.
And I got videos, and I got all these... Dude, I went... I posted something because I actually know some of the... if you can believe it or not, it's all over a chick.
Yeah.
Or at
of
least
course it is. It's always about
some,
women.
Some fucking...
It's always a woman.
Well, I mean, it could be the ex-boyfriend. He's a weird guy, but he's got a woman's name. So everyone with a woman name is kind of weird. Like if
what's
you're
his name?
What's
his fucking name?
It's like one of those weird...
Boy named Sue.
Casey.
How do you do it?
Yeah,
now
you
gonna die.
About this for about a month and a half, and I've been making fun of him.
So, bro. You got people following you around?
Yeah. Dude, I swear to God, bro.
Did they follow you here?
I got the... I don't even pay attention anymore, dude.
Bro.
It says, like, I read some of the things. It says to, like, either, like, confront them, fucking videotape them, or just, like, ignore them. And like a bitch, they'll just
true.
You know?
But so you're like,
there's no point.
You like the real life Verizon.
Yeah,
dude.
There's
this Ruby Rod.
There's like no point though to it.
It's just fucking annoyance. Fuck,
yeah,
man.
Like,
they don't have no time.
Yeah, you're like Ruby Rod following around Corbin Dallas.
That's kind of dope.
You look up like their their agenda.
Yeah.
It's like a psychological fucking like torture. Where their final intent is to make you commit suicide.
That's crazy, man.
That's fucking lunatic.
I know. Last Vegas story that I want to bring up. Keith Urban opened up the newly renovated Caesars Coliseum, and I went to that first concert. He went there, and it was very nice. I would definitely recommend it.
Damn.
I like the new renovated Coliseum showroom. Keith Urban did very good.
Very.
My friend who had never seen them before, she always wanted to see him. He's my Eagles fan friend. We've always hit up the Eagles bar, by the way. Which should tell you like who my true allegiance is to, because I'm at the Eagles bar at least 12 times a season.
Turn up.
We were at the Eagles bar the next day.
Bro, you can't ask him that. This is the bandwagon king.
Yeah.
This is the bandwagon guru.
I'm Cleveland. Fit Cleveland. Oh, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what.
You guys ask him if he's ever been there, right?
Can I at least give you guys an explanation before you start ripping on me?
You said Randall Cunningham, Tecmo Bowl, something like that.
I liked Randall Cunningham.
Explanation from the bandwagon king.
But I ain't the bandwagon king. I fucking hate the Warriors. If I was a bandwagon king, I'd be on Warriors, Patriots, who else?
Right now,
Chicago Blackhawks. Who else is in hockey?
I don't root for losers.
The Boston Red Sox.
I didn't hear you say shit about the Cleveland Browns until the trades happened.
Yep.
And now they lost last week. You coming in here talking about,
Well, then you obviously weren't on the show when I did.
Look, I am a band. I will root for only winners.
I like the Ohio State Bars. The fans are awesome.
Unless we're talking about the Blazers,
fans.
I don't want to speak.
Like, literally, I don't like the teams. I like the fans.
But
talk about which team has the coolest bar scene.
Cleveland the other day.
I swear, bro. I was, because honestly, I thought they were going to be legit, and then they proved me wrong. So I apologize for that, ladies and gentlemen.
Look, what the Eagles do. They came back from like an 18-point deficit.
That's what I said. I predicted them to make the Super Bowl.
They ain't going to make the Super Bowl.
Yes, they will.
No, they won't.
Okay, let me just wait.
It'll be Rams.
They were down
Patriots
16
again.
Points, came back, and whooped their ass.
It'll be Rams or Saints and Patriots.
Oh, no, it won't. Rams suck. Jared Goff got exposed
again,
by
like
the
to,
Patriots.
Man, there should be some kind of law where the same teams can't play.
Just like he would last year before the Super Bowl. And you know I was saying this before the Super Bowl.
You did say that.
I was saying it every week. Jared Goff's going to be exposed.
Like, I ain't going to lie.
I mean, if the same last fucking year, team goes up against
Saints,
each other.
Drew Brees is like 300 years old. They ain't going to win.
Last
Who's
year
left?
Was,
the Eagles and the Minnesota Vikings. They got Kirk. Can't
it's
throw with
the
crap cousins.
The Patriots or the Rams and the Patriots.
Last year was
Eagles,
the worst
Patriots
Super Bowl
rematch.
Ever.
Boom.
Ever.
I know I'm smoking weed right now.
Yeah, because Jared Goff sucks.
I just thought of the best fucking thing ever. The same two teams make it the next year.
Yeah.
They get like
Bills
a fucking
and, Bills
know,
and Cowboys.
No, they get an extra six black players, man. Whoever the fuck you want from like regular season, you just pick them up. You're six extra guys.
That'd be cheating.
No, it's not cheating. That's fucking fantastic, bro.
How's that cheating? Because why should they get extra players?
Dude, the team that makes it to the end all the time is the highest funded team. That's how it works, bro.
Well, it's always the best win.
Yeah. So I mean, what's the difference? What is the difference?
But the most losing team gets the best picks, right?
But think about
it.
Yeah, but
then
that's
true.
That
they trade them off. They trade them off.
That's true.
Think about who the Patriots
like, fuck,
have
we
drafted
suck.
And who they
why do you think the
around.
Bills are so bad?
Right?
They always trade them off.
The Patriots draft linemen.
Jets
they draft, you know, players that they don't go after the number one quarterback.
That's true.
The number one running back.
They draft role players.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they get role players. Exactly. That's why they're winning.
Cleveland needs people to sell jerseys, so they got to go get Odell Beckham, who's washed up wearing a watch. And
well, honestly,
like
I did a podcast. I predicted they would do 10-6 at the bar, and my friend thought it was the Lions. I did a podcast about
I
it.
I believe I bet everybody.
That's the truth.
Like,
but honestly, I did that before the trade. I honestly did that before Odell Beckham. It was 2 months
games.
Before Odell Beckham.
I
want
to know when they're going to start fucking playing football with the robots
Cleveland.
Like in the commercials.
Maybe like in 10 years. 5 to 10 years.
I want those Budweiser robots to play football.
And it's crazy
because
they got a good-ass team. Yeah. I think that's what's going to happen.
I thought Cleveland was so good
until
last week. I was like, holy crap, what happened?
Besides that one catch that Odell Beckham had, what really has he done in
that's what's about to happen to the Lakers.
What has he done in the last 4 years?
Commercials.
He's not throwing up 1,000 yards. He's not catching the ball 150
times. I know
what
he did. I got to answer to your question. You're going to like this. It's a true answer.
Okay.
He escaped from being thrown at by Eli Manning.
And the fact that the Giants
that's
are running
facts.
Eli Manning out of town is insane.
Big facts.
Like, oh, the other guy's even worse. He threw an interception on his first play.
Yeah, of course. Like, and they were trying
Jones.
To like run Eli out, and it's like, yo, let Daniel Jones learn for 3 years under Eli. Then when he retires, don't fucking
run
Eli out of town. You guys are morons.
Do a Garoppolo.
He's fucking a great quarterback.
What?
Bro.
I love
He's a great quarterback
Garoppolo.
On a garbage
Same thing
sheet.
That's happening to the Cleveland Browns.
Kind of like how Philip Rivers was until last year.
How the Patriots running Tom Brady out at 44.
Are you guys cops?
Yes.
No.
Cops.
I don't know, man.
Oh,
no one here smoking. It's fucking weird.
Bro, I'm
speaking
scared.
Of that, speaking,
oh,
of, that, speaking of cops, I
bro,
watched.
I'm once, scared of the
I
police.
Went to the movies with my friend Jessica, my Eagles bar compadre, right? We went to go see Once Upon a Time in Hollywood about the Manson family. It stars Leonardo DiCaprio and Brad Pitt. And I will highly recommend it. It has a lot of 60s nostalgia in it. Very, very good movie.
Lebanese Sibian Party.
Too long, though, but.
I do like Leo. I think
those are great
I
people.
Think he's got, as he's gotten older, he's becoming like he's just always been a good actor. But like what was that movie he was in about stock?
LSA, right?
No, the stock trading.
Movie. Oh yeah, yeah,
Wolf of Wall Street. Yeah, that was the greatest movie ever.
That was a good ass movie.
You want to smoke some crack?
So Yossi, if he did not win Best Actor for that, that's a travesty.
Come on, let's go smoke some crack real quick.
The scene alone where the Quaaludes kicked in. He's rolling down the stairs,
going
from his car using his teeth. He's opening the door with his mouth or whatever, his feet or whatever. He can't even walk. He's rolling, crawling down the stairs.
That shit was funny.
How did he not win Best Actor just for that scene alone?
No idea.
From, like, Romeo and
he
Juliet.
He should have won it just for that alone.
Definitely.
And he got robbed. That was That was high-rate robbery, just like when the Steelers beat the Seahawks in the Super Bowl, but it was high-rate robbery.
Definitely robbed.
So I wouldn't say it's the best that fucking was, television drug overdose.
In movies.
Leaving Las Vegas.
Fear and Loathing Las Vegas.
Fear and Loathing.
Yeah,
I want you to throw the toaster in when the song peaks.
What a great movie.
Oh, speaking of another movie, I saw this week was I finally saw John Wick 3.
Uh-oh.
And that was awesome.
You seen Halle Berry get mad and kill everybody with a dog?
Let me go through this, okay? Okay, firstly, like, they put out a $14 million hit on John Wick, Keanu Reeves, because he had just killed 300 members of the Russian Mafia all on his own.
Right.
What a great
So they put a hit on him. Then they send, like, Chinese triads, Japanese Yakuza, and then, like, more Russian mob guys. He, like, kills, like, 3,000 people in, like, 10 minutes.
Ball by himself.
He kills a guy with a book. He kills
organized.
A guy with a book, and he kills three people by having a horse kick him. He just slapped the horse, and the horse kicked.
Was it like a kinky slap?
No. Just like, he just hit him, and then the horse kicked the dude, and the dude hit the wall, and he's bleeding, like, dead.
Damn.
So then he gets branded by his mom, okay? Like, so then he gets, like, safe patch because he got branded. That was his one safe patch strength. He had to get branded just to get it. So he ends up in the Casablanca, Morocco with Halle Berry, right? She's got, like, two attack dogs. So then to go see this other dude, right?
What kind of dogs?
They're like German Shepherds or whatever.
Yeah, she get her dogs.
So
she
like,
she go nuts.
So like, here's what happened. They go to this other dude who's like a Bronn from Game of Thrones, right? So they go see his like little lair or whatever, like in some other place in Morocco, Iraq or whatever. So he wants one of the dogs.
He makes a deal with them. It's like an evil lair, so it's got to be like a fucking Middle Eastern.
Here's why. You'll find out why here in a second, okay? Let me get to dessert. Because so basically, he makes a deal with them, but he wants one of her dogs, but she refuses. She ain't getting out of her dogs. So then he sends 300 members of ISIS to like take them out, and they kill all of them. They retake Mosul from ISIS by themselves. There are two dogs and there's two of them.
So he made Rambo look like a pussy.
Exactly. So then they're like, they killed some more terrorists that are outside. Then they steal their car. Then they end up like back in New York. Then he has to kill like, he ends up back at the same place he was, like the Continental Hotel. They kill like 300 more like mobster guys or like assassins or whatever. And then like he ends up like getting killed by like his own dude because like he made a deal with the other guy so that he won't get killed by them. It's like Assassin's Creed type stuff. It's like he took out everybody in Assassin's Creed, like killed all of them by himself. Like he didn't have guns. Everybody else had assault rifles. He's got like two little rinky-dink pistols, his hands and his feet. He killed everybody. And then he shoots him. Dude falls off a roof. He disappears like Michael Myers in the original Halloween. Like he's gone. Like, you don't know where the hell he went to. Then he ends up with Lawrence Fishburne, who's, like, this homeless dude who's, like, running, like, the homeless mafia or whatever.
Oh, shit. Ghost, yeah, because remember, ghost samurai.
He already got, like, flogged earlier in the movie. So then they make, like, a deal to, like, go kill everybody for the next movie. So that's how it sets it up. But it was really
Samuel
good.
Samuel L. Jackson was the guy that ran the motel, wasn't he?
Yeah. He ran, like, the homeless sanctuary or whatever. He's got, like, homeless assassins. So, like no, him and the homeless people are going to, like, go kill everybody in the next movie.
Huh.
It's pretty good.
So, does John Wick make the cut for the Expendables 5?
Oh, he should. Because he had killed
ain't no Jet Li
5,000 people by himself. But he didn't have guns. He took down the whole Russian Mafia by himself. He was using his hands and feet.
Have you seen Jet Li?
He didn't even break a sweat. He didn't even get out of breath. He's not even sweating.
Jet Li killed 99 versions of himself in one.
Oh, believe me, John Wick killed the other one.
The one is so classic, bro.
It's just a remake of The Highlander.
Wow.
Oh, I love The Highlander, man.
The soundtrack. Everything is perfect.
What the hell am I, The Highlander?
Shit.
And speaking of, real quick, did you guys see about Kevin Hart getting hurt in the car crash?
Oh, dude, is he all right?
Yeah, he had multiple back contusions, but he is back at home.
Hey, y'all want to hear some funny shit?
And another comedian story real quick before you go any further. Eddie Murphy is going back to doing stand-up comedy, so I hope he comes to Vegas and we'll go to the show.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all want to hear some funny shit?
Screw Europe.
Eddie Murphy.
All right. Kevin Hart got into the car crash, fucked up his back, right?
Yeah.
And he's an Eagles fan,
up,
too, by the way.
The car crushed up, fucked up. Convertible. Now, he goes home right afterwards.
It's more than a week later.
He didn't go to the hospital.
Yeah, he did.
He didn't go to the hospital.
He had surgery.
He went home first before he went to the hospital.
Yeah, okay, that's true.
He went home, and my guess is he had a bitch in the car.
Yep.
He was cheating on his wife.
Yep.
And he had his bodyguard come and take him home.
Yep.
Man. Uber.
Good call, Swoo.
Yeah, bro.
I, hey, you want to hear something
funny? What's up with these celebrities cheating on their wives, man?
So my mom's, who I call mom.
That's how Blake Shelton. That's how Blake Shelton got Gwen Stefani.
She was fucking Wayne cheating on
him. Your mom?
Show out here. Yeah, my mom's.
Dope. That's dope as fuck.
Yeah, like 10 years ago.
Bro, that's legendary.
Yeah. So
legend, and I hope it all acts so Centaur line because the last part of the tour is Derry.
Hey, and everybody go watch Jimmy Carr special out now on Netflix, stand-up special, funny as fuck.
Okay.
I didn't like how he's running through all his jokes, but they still funny as hell.
Hi.
He ain't made a stand-up since 2016, now he's back.
Speaking of that, you guys Jimmy Carr. The Dave Chappelle Netflix special?
Yeah, no. That shit.
Oh, that's
bro,
awesome.
You haven't seen it?
I'm going to watch it again.
Bro, that shit funny as fuck.
I've seen it twice.
Bro.
I'm going to watch it again.
He is a goat, bro. He's like the funniest nigga, bro.
He's the Tom Brady of comedians.
It's like, it's so dope watching him.
Richard fucking Pryor.
It's so dope watching him.
I love Richard Pryor. Richard Pryor live in concert is one of the greatest things I've ever seen in my life.
It's so dope watching Dave Chappelle because he's so
George fucking
Carlin. He's so comfortable in silence.
Yes.
Exactly. Like he doesn't mind.
He doesn't mind having a long pause and just looking at the crowd.
Sebastian Maniscalco.
Chappelle like changed the game of like, to me, like just the way he
introduced marijuana.
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure.
Like, just in,
he just brought like a whole different type of fucking.
And Rick James.
Obviously, there's the legends, like you said, George Carlisle, fucking.
No,
George Carlin.
Carlin,
whatever.
It smelled Richard worse Pryor, than anchovies. Cunt, he said.
Eddie Murphy,
Robin Williams.
Hey, so, gang stalkers, go fuck yourselves. Don't be pussies.
Shout outs, gang stalkers.
I'm going to shout out NASCAR weekend in Vegas. Yeah. I'm going to the night race tomorrow.
Turn up.
The biggest race in the history of Las Vegas.
Turn up.
And it's going to be, I'm going with a hot chick.
Night race.
My friend
that's going to be dope.
And it's also
going
to be the first ever primetime live broadcast race and first ever playoff race from Las Vegas to Nevada.
That sounds fun as fuck.
Biggest race ever.
Well, shout out to the hot girls that go there.
And I got a date tonight too. I'm going to I'm going to Mystere. Oh, her name is Megan. We're going to Mystere and then we're going to go to Tatuado at Cirque Circus after that.
The Meg.
That's a good movie too, by the way. They're making The Meg too. You got another giant shark up in there.
Megalodon.
Right,
Jason
man.
Statham be killing giant sharks. He'd be like Roy Schneider back in 1976.
Yeah, shout out to Sally here. Thanks, Sally, for joining the show.
Yeah, thanks, Sally. You're funny as hell.
Thank you, Smokey.
Gangstalkers for life.
We got to have Smokey on more.
Smokey.
I want my nickname. They call him Smokey.
I want to give a shout out to the Kings Without Crowns podcast, man. We did it again. Episode 106. We out here. I want to give a shout out to the gang stalkers. If you come stalk me, I'm going to turn you to an entourage. So come on and do it. Fuck it.
Can't even slap them, bro. It's like fucking like.
Shout out to the weed in the air.
Yeah.
Shout out to this Modelo.
Come on.
Shout out to everybody on the show because we actually hit every topic again except for Steven Seagal, but I can get that whenever.
Right. Hey, Will, fuck you, but shout out to you.
Ooh. Kyle, be throwing shit. I'm going to shout out
Meg. Sounding a little spicy.
I'm going to shout out to Meg tonight. I'll be seeing you about 6:45 tonight.
Yeah, hey. Hey, hit that shit.
I'll show you a picture real quick.
Hey, Swoo.
Yo.
Why don't you introduce this track we're about to play?
All right, man. It's a track by Young Swoo Da Don myself. It's called Wanna Be.
You gonna like this one?
Yeah.
If you wonder why I like the Browns.
I'm in a cut with a dog. I'm just trying to go far. She wanna fuck with a boss. Oh, yeah. They can't fuck with the Steez. They don't even know who they are. I'm right where I wanna be. Oh, yeah. Tell me what you know about bills. I don't even need no scale. All this shit gon' sell, oh yeah. They can't fuck with the Steez. They don't even know who they are. I'm right where I wanna be, oh yeah. Motherfuckers talking down. I get a lot, don't even wanna come around. You gon' step through the snakes in the ground, oh yeah. I got a bell on me, ain't no scale on me, oh yeah. Ain't no lick on me, you gon' get hit on me, oh yeah. I ain't playing though, turn a young nigga to a John Doe. I tried to stick to the plan, but shit hit the fan, and I had the Rambo. Mine in a whole nother mode, I gotta go. I got a mouth full of gold, I never trust no hoe. Hit that bro, I had to grind real slow, oh yeah. Ooh, hot box in that coupe, oh yeah. Ooh, yeah, she fuck with me too, oh yeah. Ooh, yeah, never met a nigga like Swoo. I need a lot, so they all come in twos. I don't do nothing, I'm a ball like Toon, oh yeah. I'm in a cut with a dog. I'm just tryna go far. She wanna fuck with a boss, oh yeah. They can't fuck with the Steez. They don't even know who they are. I'm right where I wanna be, oh yeah. Tell me what you know about bills. I don't even need no scale. All this shit gon' sell, oh yeah.
They can't fuck with the Steez. They don't even know who they are. I'm right where I wanna be. Oh yeah.